when you're getting ready in the morning, when you're exercising, or when you just need a little boost. Download Mindset and listen to your favorite motivational speeches while getting ready for the day.
It's time to stay focused. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it.
Pain is temporary. I've been trying to get that into your spirit. I've been trying to get you to celebrate pain. That pain is your friend. That pain is going to take you to the next level.
Remember, just because something's never been done before doesn't mean it can't be done. It just means we haven't figured out a pathway on how to get it done, and we will get it done.
This is it right here. This is that moment that you got to work. This is that moment when you got to push. There is no weakness in the place of business.
Think about your end goal. Think about what it's going to look like. Picture it in your mind. See yourself already there.
Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. What you go through, you will grow through.
You simply have to give it everything you have to get it. You need to shut down all negativity and frankly not give a shit what others say and think.
You're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. You're going to have, and you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, you're going to prove them wrong. Everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
I don't care what the adversity has been, you have two choices. You can be unforgiving, bitter, angry, upset, and be a carrier of grief, or you can choose resilience!
If you truly want to make change, if you truly want that greatness, you got to work hard. You got to dig a little bit deeper. You got to find it.
You want to test my resolve. You want to test my ability to go to the limit. You want to see where his world ends and mine begins. This ain't no fucking game. This is my motherfucking lifestyle, son.
Shut up! You talk entirely too much about your dreams. You talk too much about your goals. Say it once, say it twice, no more than three times, and get to work.
You already know what it feels like to quit, to throw in the towel, to sit on the couch. Do you know what it's like to give everything that you have and push and persevere?
You got to make the opportunity happen. You got to be fired up. You got to be hungry for it. You got to have the desire to push yourself.
Are you hearing me? Work, 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 work. Grind, 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 grind.
What the relentless system does, it's a mindset. Before you have an exceptional skill set, okay, you have to have the right mindset.
The fighter jet mentality is that someone who is just determined, relentlessly obsessed in achieving an outcome in the face of all adversity.
I've always had this relentless mentality. And if you say I can't do something, if I fail, if I, you know, mess up, it just motivates me even more. I just become even more hungry.
You've got to start with that belief in your mind. I've got this. I can do this. I can conquer this.
They're relentless, they're unstoppable.
I didn't want to have to say, I wish I would have done more. You got to put yourself in that cage. I switched my mind to something else. I switched my mode into something else. It's go time.
But the difference between me and most people is you might be sweeter than me. You might be bigger than me. You might grind. Listen to me. I don't know. You might have money. I don't know where you come from, but you will not outwork me.
But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't touch me. Don't talk to me.
All in. Emotionally and executionally. In theory and strategy and in execution.
If you want something, you have got to be relentless.
when you're sitting there, you're trying to sell your product, you're making phone calls, you're giving a lecture, whatever it may be, you're driving a bus, you're a doctor, whatever it may be, the stronger your mindset is, the greater your skill set is going to be.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
They start their school on Monday morning watching me. They ain't got a daddy. They daddy in jail. They don't have a brother. Their brother's in jail. They all I got. You don't understand. My son's at Michigan State, and I pay for it cash. My daughter wants to go to Harvard. You don't get it. My sister just had a baby, and she ain't making no money. A game. All I got is an A game. I ain't got a B game. I ain't got a C game. When I finish, people are relying on me. Some of y'all, when you get on the field, you forgot what it was like when you was hustling in high school playing ball, when you were in college hustling to get to this point.
If you want something, you've got to be relentless. You've got to decide, I deserve this, and I'm going to have it. And you go all out to get it.
The time has come. Has come. The moment of truth is here. The question is, are you ready? Are you prepared? Do you have the strength? Everybody wants to win, but they don't understand what it means to sacrifice to win it all. Everybody wants to be a champion, but are you prepared to work hard enough to become the champion that you believe you can be? Do you think you have the mindset now? Do you understand what it means to get into what they call beast mode? But I'm here to let you know right now, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't about being beast mode. It's about life and death mode. It's about putting it on the line. It's about pushing yourself and giving it 110% of everything you got. There is nothing that you can do once you're here except finish what you start. When the weakness starts to talk to you and whisper sweet nothings in your ear, you got to recognize that that conversation doesn't help you. That conversation that you're having with weakness is not gonna build you. It's not gonna push you. It's not gonna lift you. You got to recognize that there's work that must be done. You got to be responsible. You got to be capable. You got to be willing to work for what you want. I know sometimes people like to talk the talk. I know some people like to pretend to be something they're not. I know sometimes people say they're a lion, but you can't be a lion if you don't understand the rules of the jungle. So ladies and gentlemen, you got to recognize what it means to sacrifice, what it means to be powerful, what it means to be strong. This is your moment to shine, and if you're not willing to shine, then step aside. If you're not willing to work, then this is not the place for you. You got to toughen up. You got to look up. You got to build up. If you want it, this is the time to go get it. But you got to work for it. You got to believe in it. You got to trust in it. You got to let the power flow through the veins. The blood is real. The blood will push you. The pump that you're getting in this place right now is going to take you up and over the top. But if you're not hungry, if you're not willing to get it, then you're going to starve. You're going to starve because you're not hungry. You're going to starve because you're not willing. You're going to starve because you don't want it. Only the hungry knows how to eat. Only the hungry knows how to fight. You don't have time to step back. You got to go forward. You got to push harder. You got to dig a little bit deeper. Some people, all they do is talk. When you're in this place of business, there is no talking. The only conversation is moving what's in front of you. The only conversation is pushing when you feel you can't push. The only conversation is you against you.
Every year we go through the same cycle. I'm gonna eat better. I'm gonna exercise. I'm gonna cut off all negative people. I'm gonna be optimistic. Come on, we say all these things. I'm gonna execute, execute, execute. 2 weeks later, everything hits the fan. If you study history, you will find that the men and women that turned the world upside down were the ones who got out of their own way. Get out of the way! Get out of the way! Get out of your way! Your insecurity has been in the way too long. Your jealousy, your envy has been in the way too long. The fear you've been wrestling with has been in the way too long. Get out of the way! Some of the most brilliant minds of our generation are high school and college dropouts. Let me ask you a question. When are you gonna drop out of the mentality that you are not enough? Please, please do yourself a favor and dispense with the excuses that you don't have time. Dispense with the excuse that you're not good enough. Dispense with the excuse that nobody will show up if I build it, that too many people are better than me. Drop out of the, I tried it last year and it didn't work. No, you didn't work. I get it. If we pull up your history, we'll find a lot of brokenness. We'll find a lot of trauma. We'll find a lot of empty places. If we pull up your history, we'll find a lot of failures. This must be the year that you are not defined by your history, but you fulfill your destiny. Why are you here? What were you placed here to do? Get to work. Get to work. Get to work. You gotta be willing to do what 98% of the people in this world are unwilling to do. You gotta eat differently. You gotta work differently. You gotta think differently. You gotta talk differently. You gotta walk differently. If you want elevation, if you want next level, if you wanna see this thing differently this year, everything you do has to change. First, we conquer the day. And then we execute the week, and that week turns into a month, and that month turns into a quarter, and that quarter turns into a year, and then all of a sudden you look up and you're no longer just this motivated onlooker. You are a disciplined, desperate, dangerous fulfiller of destiny.
Whatever pushed you to the ground, whatever knocked you to the floor, from that place, I want you to look it in the eye and tell it, you can't keep me here. Thomas Edison, he was fired from his first two jobs. His teachers coined him stupid, that he couldn't learn anything. This is the man who invented the light bulb. The first 1,000 times he failed. But he was never a failure. He just found 1,000 ways that don't work. You're no Thomas Edison. You didn't try 1,000 times. Try 1,000 times and then come talk to me and tell me you're not enough. Tell me you don't have what it takes. Tell me you're stupid. Tell me you're dumb. Tell me you're slow. Tell me you don't have enough.
You're seeing this thing all wrong, and this is why you can't have your future, because you keep meditating on the mess up. Stop meditating on the mess up and see yourself walking in the mastery of this thing. Listen to me. If you want your future, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, and try again. Try again. Try again. History for many of you is insecurity. History for many of you is depression and anxiety, and that substance you can't shake, and that person you can't leave. History for many of you is, they're better than me. History for many of you is, nobody will show up if I build it. I don't have the time. I'm not good enough. It's time to get out of the way. It is because of you that you are not where you want to be. You are the issue. it's you. Your issue is you. Nobody has lied to you more than you.
Enough is enough. I didn't want to be like everybody else. I wanted to be the fucking best at everything I did. I want to be remembered forever. And in order for that to happen, I realized I needed to act like it. Because being an average human being, being a sheep like the rest, isn't gonna get me there. This is something you all need to understand. If you wanna be the best in whatever you do, you gotta start acting different than everybody else. If you want the nicest car, if you wanna live in the nicest neighborhood, if you want the nicest clothes, the nicest jewelry, the nicest partner, the best of everything comes with a f***ing price. It comes from grinding through those late nights. It comes from grinding through those early mornings. It comes from those exhausting days where every f***ing fiber of your body is telling you to give up. If you want to separate yourself from other people in the world, you gotta start acting differently. And it starts with taking responsibility for your life. You see, every day you are presented with two paths. One path leads to your true potential. It leads to that first class ticket. It leads to that fancy car. It leads to that fancy house. It leads to those dreams you have every single night when you close your f***ing eyes. And the other path is you staying the same. You see, most of you are stuck on the path of staying the same because you don't understand how to take responsibility for what is happening in your life. It's not that you don't want everything that comes with the path that leads to your true potential, but you are too hung up on blaming the past and the present. You are too hung up on blaming your mom for how she treated you when you were younger. You are too hung up on blaming your teachers for how they spoke to you. You're too hung up with anything that happened to you years ago. I'm not trying to discredit your pain, but you gotta let that go. And because of that, you aren't able to appreciate the strength and power you have today. You aren't able to step into that power because you are choosing to justify excuses every single time you open your fucking eyes. It's time to take responsibility. Understand that you are in control of how you feel every day. What you do every day. How you act every day. So don't get it twisted. The excuse that these outside sources control how you feel, what you do, and how you act is just a justification that has been drilled into your head since you were younger. Break out of it. Understand that we have the power to change our lives. Stop putting the power in other people's hands by blaming them for your current situation. Take that back. Choose to shift the trajectory of your life so you can live up to your true potential. The King Eric Thomas said it best. Everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. Guess what? Beasts don't sleep in every day. They understand that they need to sacrifice sleep in order to be successful. Beasts don't binge watch Netflix. When they want to change their life, they utilize that time to take action. Beasts don't blame the past for where they are in the present. They utilize that pain as a f***ing lesson so they can see more success in the future. Embrace self-discipline. Stop trading short-term pleasure for long-term gains. Choose to make decisions that are gonna benefit your life every day. Take control of your life so you can separate yourself from the masses. Choose to be the absolute best version of yourself and walk down the path that leads to you achieving your true potential. You got this, let's go.
All you need to get where you're going, you already got it, right? You already have it. All I need to do is believe in yourself. Well, you said, E.T., my teacher don't believe in me. My own parents don't believe me, right? You don't listen to me. You don't need nobody else to make your dreams become reality. I don't need them to believe in me. I don't need them to encourage me. I don't need them to pump me up, to motivate me. I'm my own motivation. All you need is a dream. All you need is a goal. Because once you get your goal, you activate it, you come alive. You come to life. You come alive. You are. Once you have a goal, you got something to wake up to. You got something to go to bed for, all right? What you are to be, you're now becoming.
I earned the right to be here. I grinded to be here. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning the last 13 years, giving out content every day. I deserve to be here. Don't talk to me like that. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? See, because I grind so hard, I work so hard, that when I get this opportunity, like, I don't play with it. I don't act like I deserve to be here. I think about my ancestors and what they went through, and that's why I'm here. So the first thing I need y'all to do is, and I know you sweet, but what I'm trying to tell you, this is different, baby. This ain't high school. This ain't college. Like, this ain't for funsies. Like, this somebody's lifestyle. And people going out there getting it. And if something happens to you, I promise you, if something happened to you, as sweet as you are, you're going to be what? Come on, you got to talk back to me. You're going to be what? Replace. Say it again. You're going to be what? That ought to scare you. That ought to scare you. That alone ought to make you wake up every day and say, I cannot afford to be replaced.
Are you running out of time? You don't know how much time you have. You keep telling yourself you got time and watch what happens. Nah.
On your mark, get set, go.
You are running out of time. All right? I'm going to say it again. You are running out of time. 2 weeks. My man told his grandfather, I'm graduating 2 weeks later. Even before he literally marked his grandfather passed. Who's going to pass in your life if you average? Who's not going to see you blow up? Who's not going to see you accomplish your goals? Who's not going to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor with you who put in why? Because you average. And one day you're going to be great, but you think you got time. You think you got time. AET, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. I'm telling you, you deserve to be great now. And not only do you deserve to be great, there's some people in your life. Listen to me, you're running out of time. That's right, you got a job and you new at it. Yep, you new at your job and you like, E.T., look, I just got here. I got forever. Listen to me very closely. You gotta hear me. You might be at that job another 10 years. You might be there another 20 years. But that opportunity, somebody's about to leave and get another job. Hear me very closely. Somebody's about to quit. Somebody's about to get fired. And you will not, listen to me, you will not be ready at that particular moment to go to the next level. We're not talking about the job right now. We're talking about an opportunity. You never know when your opportunity is that opportunity. It may not be 2 years from now. It may not be 3 years from now. It may not be 4 years from now. Your opportunity might come in the next 6 weeks. Your opportunity to get your mama out of that neighborhood and get your mama into a new neighborhood, listen to me, that opportunity might come in the next 6 months. The question is, will you be ready when that opportunity comes? So you're running out of time.
1 minute you're doing it, the next minute you're not. 1 month you're doing it, the next minute you're not. We're not talking about consistency right now. We talked about consistency before. We're not talking about consistency right now. I'm talking about residence. You gotta surrender to that thing. You can't be playing with it. You can't, should I quit? Should I give up? Or should I keep going? Listen to me, I can't tell you what you should do, but I'm gonna ask you this question, what's in your seed? This is not for the head, this is for the heart. What's the seed to you? What is it worth to you? What is it worth? What is it worth to you? Well, I don't know what your seed is. I don't know what your harvest is going to be when it's fully developed. I don't know if you should abort right now or not. I don't know if you should quit or you should give up, but I'm gonna ask you this, what's the value of your seed? I know my seed, I couldn't give up. Homeless, I still couldn't give up. 12 years to get there, I couldn't give up. I'm one class shy, the staff of the PhD. I can't give up, why? Because the value, what it's worth, what I put in. I put in too much, I've given too much, I sweat too much, I've given up sleep. I've given up friendship. I've given up so much stuff that I had to get back later. Why? Because the value, I put too much in it. What's it worth to you? What does it cost? What price have you paid for it? What has it cost you? And if it cost you something, then you better not quit until you get a harvest.
You cannot get a year back.
My ideas, my dreams, my vision. They're gonna see it. How can I progress? How can I believe if I'm afraid to take a chance? Make this moment count. Why me? Why is this happening to me? Why am I suffering so much right now in my life? Was I born to suffer like this? What does it mean for me, the individual, to suffer so much while everyone else is enjoying their lives? But what we don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that everybody has a certain story that is going on in their lives right now. Why shouldn't I suffer? Maybe what I'm going through is made for me and me alone. Because no one on earth can go through the hell that I'm going through right now. Because I'm the only one that was built for it. I'm the only one that was created for it. This is why I'm going through it. I'm going through it because it's necessary. It's necessary for me to understand, for me to be better, for me to be stronger. I must learn to suffer a little bit. I cannot reap the rewards of success without understanding about struggles. So I say to you, don't ever doubt. Don't ever fear. And don't feel that you have to be unexplained, that you can't carry on to build a better you. Because you have to understand that there are many people out there in the world that don't have the capability that you have to carry on the good fight. And this is why you are going through what you are going through right now. You must understand that it is an opportunity of a lifetime for you to suffer, to build, to fall, to fail, to grow, to hurt. But you gotta keep moving. You can't give up on your life. You have to understand that everything that you are dealing with right now, it's only a temporary thing. It will not last forever. And that pain that you are dealing with right now, those things that you are feeling in your heart right now, these are going to put you in a position to make you feel that you are not worthy. But I'm here to let you know that you are worthy. And you are built to last. Because your creation matters. Every step that you take on this earth matters. You, my friend, has just begun. There are going to be many things that are going to go on in your life all the time. And you're not going to always be able to smile. You're going to have those days when you're going to have to cry. And it's okay to cry. But don't let yourself be vulnerable to weakness. Don't let weakness consume you. Don't let hopelessness consume you. Be about your business. Understand that you got to keep living and living strong. So don't ever question the fact that you got to go through what you're going through and feel that, why is this happening to you and why are you going through these things and what did I do so bad to deserve all of this misery in my life? Why do you feel that because you're struggling that your life is over? Your life is not over. It has just begun. You can't claim a victory without a failure. You can't gain strength without a few mistakes along the way. When I told you about weakness, when I spoke about weakness, There will come a time when weakness will show up. Weakness will knock on your front door. The question is, will you invite weakness in? Don't give weakness an invitation. Don't give doubt an invitation. You need to understand that the life that you have been given is already designed for something. You're gonna have your good days, you're gonna have your bad days. You're gonna celebrate, and some days you won't. But don't ever feel that you don't deserve a struggle. Don't ever question why. Because when it alters in your mind, when it enters into your brain, ask yourself, why shouldn't this happen? Maybe this is what my life is supposed to be about. Maybe I'm supposed to be a living, breathing testimony to many others that don't seem to understand the direction that they need to go in their lives. Maybe I'm supposed to be able to talk to people and share good information to let them know if you're living today, if you're walking on this earth today, prepare yourself for many battles ahead. And you're not gonna win every battle, because every battle is not meant to be won. Sometimes you're gonna need to humble yourself to understand that these things that you are dealing with is only for you. To have to understand even more within you that no one can do what you do. So I say to you, continue to carry on. Continue to lift your head up. Continue to believe in your abilities and never look back, but keep looking forward. And no matter what happens in your life, keep up the good fight. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Fear is a part of life. It's a constant. Just like the air you breathe or the beat of your heart, it's always going to be there. Like a big shadow following you around every time you want to try something new. Start a new job, meet new people, it's going to be there. Whispering in your ear, lying to you about what might happen if you do this new thing. The question is, are you going to let it control you or are you going to control it? Because let me tell you, if you don't keep fear in check, it will consume you. It will slowly but surely start breaking you down piece by piece, stripping away everything that's good inside you. All the imagination, all the adventure, spontaneity, all the stuff that was inside you as a kid will be buried in the shadow of fear. Don't let it. Don't let the fear of failing or f***ing up stop you from being who you want to be, doing what you want to do, seeing what you want to see. Just do it, man. Remember, you can fail in life at something you hate, so you might as well try to do something you love. The more times you challenge yourself, the more times you venture into the unknown, the more times you push through the fear, the stronger you become, and the more fear starts fearing you. You're a force to be reckoned with. How are you going to let fear control your life? You're stronger than that, come on. You've got everything you need inside you to achieve anything. And you're gonna let fear dictate what you do? You run from your fears, you ain't living. You're alive, but you ain't living. What was I scared of? What else can I do? What else am I capable of? What else can I overcome? And if you fail the first time, you get back up and you go again. You're unstoppable. If you don't do it the first time, at least you try. And until you start believing different, nothing's ever going to change. You have to first see it in your mind, that place where you want to be. You have to picture yourself there. Wherever it is, you've got to picture yourself there. All right, the next step is you've got to believe it. You have to believe it almost like an insane person, that you can do it. And some people will actually think you're insane. And I tried is a lot fucking better than what if. Because what if has nothing but regrets at the end of the day. And that is the only fear that you're allowed to fear. Having regrets. But you've got to believe in you. So believe.
It is time to run for your life. Pushing with everything you have inside of you. Running towards an opportunity. Running towards a victory. Running as hard as you can.
This is the reality, okay? Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief.
Every single moment of every single day has a massive impact on where you ultimately end up.
Success doesn't know these things about cold or early or tired. It just knows if you showed up or not.
The hardest thing to do is start moving, engaging.
You can't stay in one place and expect to get to the next place. I'm talking to the one that really wants to take it to that level that no one has ever been.
Something in life I'm ready to quit on, give up on. Come on, raise your hand high. I'm ready to quit on, I'm ready to give up on. Come on, raise it up. All right, what I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through if they decide to push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive.
We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything.
That's right, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the one that's been through hell.
Listen to me very closely. Y'all running from obstacles when in fact it's the obstacle that's going to take you to the next level. Like y'all running from pain. Y'all running from challenges. You telling me how difficult your life is. Do you understand it is the difficulty that's going to prepare you and take you to that next level?
Are you prepared to push? Are you prepared to work? Are you prepared to dig?
They hope the instructors will stop running. They hope the water was never cold. They hope the weather was good. I don't live off that hope. I wish the water was cold. I wish them motherfucking instructors keep on running. I wish the rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the fuck you are.
We're moments away every day from a decision that's going to completely change your life.
Only the disciplined ones are free in life.